The switchblade is a loitering munition. It's basically a device that can be carried by a dismounted troop, dismounted soldier, marine, airman, and when they get into a sticky situation, like coming under sniper fire somewhere, they can quickly pull that switchblade out of the backpack, set it up on the ground, and it's effectively like a miniature mortar launcher. So they set it up on the ground, they launch it from the tube using the ground control station we provide with it, and then the switchblade flies out of that tube, its wings pop open, its propeller starts spinning, and it starts flying off in the direction that the operator sends it in. And in that kind of an example that I just gave you, the operator would most likely send it in the direction where they think the sniper fire is coming from. The switchblade has an integrated color video camera, tiny camera, that's transmitting live streaming video wirelessly back to the operator who's watching that video on a handheld device, and therefore using that video information to direct the switchblade. And when that operator identifies the sniper, he can then designate that as the target, and the switchblade transitions into what's called terminal guidance mode. It basically means the switchblade takes over its flight direction and flies into that target, detonating a small high explosive on board just as it's nearing that target and neutralizing that target. So in a general sense, it's a highly precise, very portable, targeted munition that we think is going to help our ground forces do their jobs much more effectively and much more safely.
Is it under remote control once it's been deployed, or does it just go the direction you pointed the tube?
No, the operator can actually control its direction. So if in the event they're not sure exactly where that sniper fire is coming from, they've got a certain amount of time within which they can fly that aircraft around and look for that target. And once they find it, they can then designate it.
And what is the status of it? Is it experimental? Is it operational? Has the Army bought any? Tell us where it is in its life cycle.
We've been developing this game-changing capability for a number of years. We've been demonstrating it successfully over the last 1 to 2 years. And at the beginning of September, we announced an order from the Army for services and for the first units that are intended to be deployed to some of the troops downrange. So this is a capability that exists today, and our hope is that we can get these out there to support our ground forces as soon as possible.
And is it recoverable after it is deployed under any circumstances?
The switchblade is designed to be a single-use munition. So you fly it once, and it either goes into the target and does its job, or if in the event you weren't able to find the target, there would be a mechanism for sending it somewhere that wouldn't hurt anybody so it could be neutralized.
So it's best not to give your switchblade a name before you launch it, because you're never going to see it again.
Well, that would depend on your own emotional state, I guess. But in general, you're right. You won't see that again. And the idea is that whereas today much more expensive, much higher power weaponry is used in many of these situations, this is designed to be very limited collateral damage, very precise surgical, and low cost relative to those other solutions. And I'll give you another example. If in the event that soldier has discovered where the sniper is and is sending the switchblade in, if all of a sudden a group of innocent civilians were to walk into the scene, he could actually see that on the screen. He could pull it out. He could take it off its trajectory, bring it back around, and re-engage the target once it was safe to do so. So a 500-pound bomb dropped on a building to take out a sniper would likely take out that sniper, but also do a lot of other damage to that building, and that might end up hurting a lot of other people. A switchblade is designed precisely to take out that sniper and nothing more.
We're speaking with Steve Gitlin, Vice President for Marketing Strategy and Communications at AeroVironment, and it runs on batteries?
Yes, electric-powered, and our company has been a pioneer and is the market leader in this whole category of backpackable small unmanned aircraft systems that are used mainly for reconnaissance and surveillance. So the Raven system is the most deployed UAV in the world today. We've delivered something like 20,000 air vehicles of this category so far. They're being used by the Army, the Marine Corps, the Special Operations Command, and even the Air Force to provide tactical forces with immediate situational awareness. This whole category of solution is designed to support the squad as a strategic asset and give squads their own organic intelligence capabilities so that they don't have to find themselves wondering what's over the next hill and sending somebody over into harm's way, or having to wait for some other asset to be made available to them.
And is there any plans to make a civilian or commercial version? And the reason I ask is, do you worry about this falling into the hands of, say, drug smugglers or terrorists?
We don't have any plans to introduce this loitering munition to anything but the military and government market today. But we certainly do have plans, and we're actively involved in making these other small unmanned aircraft systems that are used for reconnaissance available to law enforcement agencies, to first responders, to border patrol agents. And we think that's going to be an incredibly important and valuable capability that's going to help them do their jobs more safely and effectively.
And can the merely nosy buy one?
The merely nosy can actually go online today and buy any number of consumer remotely piloted airplanes, some of which actually have video cameras in them. But when you're thinking about something that's designed to be reliable, robust, and effective in a variety of environments, you're really thinking of a commercial product like the kind we're introducing. And currently that's not available to regular people today.
Did we talk about price? Is it a terribly expensive object?
Well, when we're talking about the Switchblade system, we haven't announced pricing on that yet because it's in its early stages and it is a very competitive marketplace. But when it comes to the other kinds of reconnaissance systems that I mentioned, the Raven system, for example, sells for between $100,000 and $200,000 for a system, which is three air vehicles, two ground stations, and spare parts. So that's a general category. The upshot of that price is, compared to the next level of unmanned aircraft system out there, you could equip 50 to 100 squads with Raven systems for the cost of one of those larger systems that doesn't service any large number of squads at the same time.